Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Steinhoffels brings you Crosstalk with Gleck and Abdallah. Four Chicagoland locations.
What's up, guys?
Did you guys hear about this swim, the river?
Yes, sir.
I had to click on it. I saw the, I think it was the ABC 7 story. And then I think the Sun-Times had it in the newspaper as well. Yeah. Everyone's got it.
It's not safe.
They're saying friends of the river are saying it is safe now.
Friends of the river, friends of the park, swim in the sewer.
What the hell?
I'm an enemy of all these friends, okay?
You're the enemies of the friends?
I'm the enemy of the friends of the park. I'm an enemy of the friends of the river. Because in the same article, it says, don't touch the bottom because that's where all the poop is, basically. And if we get a heavy rain like we've had the last couple days, you can't swim in it because that's when all the sewage backs up into the river. Bump. Also, it says beware of boats. So, no, it's not safe to swim in the river.
I would think that you are asking for an infection if you get in there.
Well, they're saying in the articles. So, anyway, they're doing an open swim. This is to benefit ALS. So, it's for a great cause.
Great cause.
Mm-hmm. In September. So, this is an actual Chicago event.
Get herpes for ALS.
Okay.
What do you think you're going to get?
A fun time in the river?
How about maybe suggest
you move the event to a pool?
You're getting the plague, man.
They're saying that the Deep Tunnel Project has now taken away 85% of the contaminant.
Nope, 15% is still a percent.
Okay. And that is now safe to swim.
Nope.
I'm just telling you, swim fast.
Swim quickly.
No.
Get in and get out.
But the possibility of swimming in the river has remained a bit murky, with some raising concerns of bacteria, garbage, and sewage creeping into the water, especially after rainy days when the city's runoff flushes down through it.
Who will volunteer from our staff to be our
Z-Pack
representation?
This is Z-Pack written all over it.
No, he's into nasty stuff. Yeah, he's probably already got the herpes.
He's got something.
How could you get herpes from swimming in the river?
You can't. That was Abdallah. That was not anyone else in this studio. That was Abdallah.
I said he might.
No, you did. You did not.
No, you did not.
You said probably. You did not.
Well, that's
somebody call him. And let him defend himself.
You want the rest of the week off? What are you doing here? What's that about?
Nice.
But Kevin Z-Pack, a bit nasty.
Are you an aggregator?
So it's possible he'd want to get in the river.
The dude lives off of White Castle Shrimp Nibblers.
Yeah, he's a fast food guy. He's, you know,
he doesn't mean he's got an STD.
I didn't say that. Talk to Abdallah. I didn't say that.
You don't have to get it by doing that. You can get herpes many's away. I don't know. Can't you get it from toilet seats?
What are you talking about? 1960?
That's what I was told.
What is wrong with you?
What?
Is this Yurko?
I'm just telling you.
You know you're
on
a live
mic right
now. Can I
get all this info on your guys' YouTube channel? Can I get this?
I wish.
Okay, I'm not kidding. Open up a web browser.
No. Absolutely not.
Herpes from the first thing that pops up is toilet seat.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that Bitdefender will block that.
Well, I'm on my phone, so.
Jeez.
Sorry.
What is wrong with you? Why would you say that about a teammate?
Kevin doesn't have
herpes, great teammate.
Okay?
Kevin Z-Pack.
Boy, this thing went sideways quick.
It did.
I was looking for a volunteer for a
swim. Charlie, go!
Charlie, I was told that Charlie had a revelation for us.
Will you swim in the river, Charlie?
He probably already has.
So, if it was like just a plunge in, maybe, but it sounds like you got to swim pretty far, and I'm not the strongest of swimmers. Despite the fact, and this goes to the revelation, I have webbed toes.
Okay, get your socks off. Let me see it. Come on. Let's see this.
I don't want to see this.
Come on,
I
do. 3 feet.
Come on.
Like how webbed are they?
Are you like
hold
a... You're
not like super
on.
Webbed, switch. But they're...
Tyler, let me see it.
Switch on the OnlyFans real quick.
Let's go. There's people that would pay big money for this.
Carmen.
Oh, God.
People want to see the...
You know what? That was almost as bad as it is what he said about Kevin.
I was going to say, you guys saw what Big Cat did to Jersey Jerry with the feet thing. Do you think if we shaved Charlie's feet... and just took a picture and sent it to Carm, he'd be into it.
We could make some money off of Charlie.
You guys know that Chris heads, don't you have toes that are connected?
I do.
Yeah.
I didn't want to out myself. I was going to wait for Charlie.
Look at Chris's
toes. I was
going
to wait for Charlie to do it.
Chris has got toes that are connected like this.
What does Charlie have? I want to find out. I don't know.
Charlie doesn't have webbed feet.
Are we relatives of some sort?
Let me see your toes.
I've got two that are connected.
Really?
Yeah.
I got some scissors.
No, I know. That's a joke. You could have. The worst part is I have relatives, my sister, who it's like connected all the way to the very end. So
does it affect your balance?
No, mine look like two separate toes. I'm saying that some people have it connected all the way to the nail.
What do they attribute that to?
I don't know.
Super glue.
It's something in the genes. I don't know.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
Again?
Well, wait, Charlie. What do you have that you claim that you have?
Standard feet.
He's got nothing. His feet look just as normal as anybody. Charlie, that was the biggest letdown in the calendar 2024.
Like Al Capone's.
I got a little connections.
No.
In the toes.
No. My horrible.
Can we start this crosstalk over again? I think Charlie and Abdallah is dripping this right into the ditch.
It's been like on
a lot of different directions.
What are you looking up right now? You cannot get herpes from a toilet seat. I knew you couldn't, but people think you can.
This was a wives' tale.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, but people thought you could.
Why'd you put that on Kevin?
I just said he seems like, you even said your first inclination was to say Kevin. Because he seems like a dirty person. You said that.
I didn't say that. He was a dirty person.
You did too.
I just know he's shown up for work at 6 o'clock at night.
He's like, I haven't showered in like 3 days.
Let me ask you this without getting this, because this is Oppo.
Okay.
Because this wouldn't get anybody in trouble.
All right.
Who do you believe is the cleanest person at the station?
Oh.
Danny Zetterman.
Oh, no.
No, he's got long hair. No chance. Yeah.
He doesn't use deodorant.
Yeah, he doesn't use deodorant.
Because he's worried about all nature, the alkalines and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
Sylvie's right. Yeah. No chance. Long hair. No chance.
What does that mean?
Because this is going to get me in trouble. Because I just thought of my answer, and it's going to get me in trouble.
You're already in trouble, so go ahead.
It's Cap, because he's hairless.
I don't think that gets you in trouble.
Well, he doesn't have hair to get greased.
And he does,
shower. You said somebody on our station has an STD.
I said Mike.
No, you didn't.
You didn't say Mike.
I said probably. That means it's probable.
Tomorrow in the meeting, you're going to have to
apologize,
respond to that.
Yeah. Apologize for what?
Well, I'm just saying, you didn't say might, so.
I said probably, which means he doesn't, but might. Look up the definition of probably.
You didn't say that either.
I think you're in trouble.
No, look. You said it as a statement. I said probably.
I don't think so.
I said probably.
You said probably.
Thank you.
But that's not good.
It's better than saying he does have it. Confirmed, reported.
You need to be like the LA Times and apologize.
No, it got aggregated. Waddle and Sylvie said that Kevin Zipek has herpes. It's being aggregated right now.
So I wanted to ask about this. So Caleb Williams was out at dinner.
Yes.
Downtown?
I can't tell where.
Chicagoland area.
Yes.
You can confirm Chicagoland area?
Yes.
Here. It already happened.
Not Northwest Indiana,
yesterday,
right?
Yes.
Chicagoland area.
Last night.
Why would it be Northwest Indiana?
I'm just trying to narrow it down. I'm just trying to narrow it down.
Hey, champ, what would you like?
We're going to get pork chop.
So he's in town. Do we know when the official visit at Howlis Hall is?
I think it was supposed to be today.
Today?
Roma Dunze is expected tomorrow.
Yeah.
Big day today. This is good. Big stuff. I love it.
We're moving.
And there was another, I saw someone put, a player tweet or put up like on Instagram that he was there. It was a cornerback from somewhere was there.
Oh, another player.
Yeah, at Howlis Hall.
Got it.
Yeah.
Visiting.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is what happens. You get the visits.
So Cap's the cleanest.
I think Cap's the cleanest because he's hairless, so he's like one of those hairless cats. And two,
one of those hairless caps.
He showers like 5 times a day. Hasn't he said he showers like 3 times a day or something
like
that?
He does, yes, you're right.
He showers when he wakes up, he goes home and works out and showers,
probably
and then he goes home like, and then he works out again
and showers.
Probably
not good for your skin.
I think it's a good thing to say he's the cleanest. Like,
oh, now you're looking to make amends for
the
nonsense
thing you've ever said about him.
Yeah.
No, we had him on the YouTube show.
Apologize to
We had a very nice, cordial conversation with Cap yesterday on YouTube.
Like, every everything now.
It was a very pleasant conversation.
We've been agreeable,
it's not
too,
good.
Recently.
I don't think it's good for the station. That's why I need to take shots at Kevin to balance it out. No, ladies, Kevin Zipak does not have herpes, okay?
So you're sorry.
I'm sorry to the people that thought they gave Kevin herpes.
Why are you digging? That? Put the shovel down.
That's crap.
He knows what he's doing.
Tell everyone you can't.
What does that mean? He knows what he's doing. What does that even mean?
Tell them that you can't get herpes from a toilet seat.
Oh, I know that. Everybody knows that.
No, tell people in case they're
people listening.
They're kids, worried about if you're sitting listening, on the toilet seat. You can't get herpes from a toilet seat.
Now your kids are going to ask you tonight.
You still probably should cover the toilet seat when you go to the
bathroom.
Yeah,
and they're
going
to be scared to sit on the toilet now.
No, they're not.
I'm
your
not.
Kids
I'm
going to
sit on that thing and crack that thing.
You might need to scare your kids sitting on the toilet seat.
Before we leave, what time do you have tomorrow for Waddle's first poop after he eats the
mom's up
the pot roast?
What time are you eating it?
Probably like 3 o'clock, 3:30.
How many minutes after he eats?
So that's three o'clock. If he eats it at 3 o'clock,
I'm sharing it with Meller. I'm not eating the whole thing.
I'm going to say 4:15, whatever that break is. Like, when you guys break at 4:25?
Yeah, it'll take some time to digest. Yeah, it'll be good.
That break at 4:25, he's going to be going to the bathroom.
Around 4:20. Yeah,
I'm 40 minutes afterwards.
Okay.
40 minutes afterwards?
40 minutes after consumption, yes.
But you know what? Okay. It'll be good going down. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be delicious.
Yeah.
Now, is that when he feels it or when the actual...
No, when you run to the bathroom, yeah.
You let it leave your body.
Because I feel like 40 minutes, it could be like...
He'll get
that
a
was
bubble.
A bad idea.
No, no. He'll be burping in 28 minutes.
Blah, 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 blah.
I know my partner. Don't forget, if you missed any of today's show, check out the new Waddle and Sylvie YouTube channel. You can subscribe at youtube.com/@WaddleandSylvie. Tomorrow, we are in Oak Brook Terrace at Twin Peaks. Come out and see us. Should be a great show. Twin Peaks, Oak Brook Terrace, 2:30 to 6:30. Black and Abdallah coming up next. Thanks to Barstool Big Cat. Thank you to Jeff Meller and Tyler Aki. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000.
Sorry,
have
Kevin.
Yourself a great Wednesday night.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Chris Black and at Adam A. Abdallah.
Black and Abdallah, weeknight 6:30 to 8 right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Abdallah, we just had a spirited crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie, and you said this.
Yeah, he's probably already got the herpes.
He's got something.
I said probably.
Yeah, he's probably already got the herpes.
He's got something. Probably shouldn't play that again.
No. Play it again, because you said, yeah, he's probably got something.
Something? Not that.
Play it again.
Not that.
Yeah, he's probably already got the herpes.
He's got something going on.
See?
You leave Kevin Zipak alone.
He's got something going on.
I'm producer here at the radio station.
You know
Kevin's got it going on.
You know I love
Thank
Kevin.
Thank you, Charlie.
Kevin and I text each other all the time.
Yeah, I think he sent you a very nice message in the commercial break. I believe that's what took place in the last 5 minutes. He had a very nice message for Adam Abdallah.
Mm-hmm.
You care to share?
What'd he say?
He went after you on text.
Let me see.
All right. Well, we're going to move the show along then, if that's the case.
I'll on-site him.
What does that mean? You'll on-site him?
I just sent him a response.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. We are on tonight for the next couple of nights. Thursday, Friday night, we will have White Sox baseball here in the evening, so there will be no Black and Abdallah show on the radio station. But this is what you need to do. You need to subscribe to our YouTube page, Black and Abdallah. If you subscribe to our YouTube page, we will have new content up tomorrow and on Friday for you. So anytime there's a White Sox evening game, a game on at night throughout the summer, when the White Sox play, we will have content for you available on YouTube. The key is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Black and Abdallah on YouTube, and boom, it'll be right there.
We talked to David Kaplan last night.
Mm-hmm.
We had him on the show, and the new show started up last night after hours. So check it out. It's up there. It's live, ready to go. And so tomorrow and Friday, we will be on YouTube. And the program also, in case you can't catch it on YouTube, the show is also podcasted on the ESPN Chicago app. So you can still listen to the podcast wherever you listen to our podcast, whether it be Apple, Spotify, on the ESPN Chicago app itself. But also, we will be on YouTube on the nights that there is White Sox baseball here on ESPN 1000. And then nights like tonight where there is no White Sox game, we'll be here for the show. So you'll get both throughout the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be great. We're going to do some videos with our friends as well as we get to the closer here to the draft. And then all the videos that we post, like Chris said, you can get on the ESPN Chicago app. So plenty of places to hear Black and Abdallah during the fine summer months.
So we were talking with Waddle and Sylvie about the Bears. Caleb Williams in town yesterday having dinner with the Bears. Sylvie was reporting that there were players from the current roster who were there in attendance, and they were kind of guessing who was there. They didn't know which players were there, but current players were with the Bears front office, and Caleb Williams out at dinner yesterday. And today was supposed to be the visit, the top 30 visit for Caleb Williams up at Halas Hall. We had big NFL news earlier today as well. The Buffalo Bills trade four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation earlier today. The Bills receive a 2025 second-round pick. That's from the Vikings in exchange for Diggs, a 2024 sixth-round pick, and then also a 2025 fifth-round selection. So the Texans are loading up. They made a lot of moves in free agency. Many people kind of put them at the top of the list of teams that won free agency. And now they make another move. They make a big trade for a star wide receiver to pair with CJ Stroud. So the Texans have really made a lot of moves here in this offseason.
Yeah, and it's all to support, you know, their young quarterback, C.J. Stroud. And I think that the Bears have done a good job of doing that with who we all assume is going to be Caleb Williams. You know, like going out and getting Keenan Allen, going out and shoring up the running back room, getting a better offensive line, all of that stuff. Improving the defense, which, you know, I think they will at some point in the draft, as well as they did in free agency, you know, finding a replacement for Eddie Jackson. So all of that kind of helps your young quarterback. I think the additions that they've made on offense so far are obviously going to help him the most. But having a stout defense and having a defense that hopefully maintains their top 10 level that they did towards the end of the season will definitely help him as well. You still need someone opposite Montez Sweat. I would like to see that. I think they like the three technique that they have. I think they're going to be fine there. But also, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the draft. They don't have a lot of picks right now. But this, to me, is still not the rebuild, but this isn't like the final form that the Chicago Bears are going to take to make their, you know, their, to open up their playoff window and make their playoff run. I still think that you've got another year's worth of draft picks to do this. Remember, they do have the Panthers' second round pick next year, which could be the top of the second round. So you're going to add another first-round pick next year. You're going to add two second-round picks. So kind of plugging in some of those holes that maybe the older players are going to age out of, people that you don't need to re-sign. If you don't find your answer three technique this year, maybe that's when you draft one next year. And then you find an answer there. You know, if Tevin Jenkins is a free agent at the end of the year, maybe he moves on and you've drafted an offensive lineman for next year. You know, like you've already kind of plugged in a few guys so far this year, but this is still going to all be a fluid process. And having a quarterback on a rookie contract like Caleb Williams when he comes in is going to afford you more options when it comes to free agency and filling those holes as you try to open this playoff window.
Yeah, and I think if you look at the timeline, the last couple of years haven't been great, but would you suggest that perhaps they are on schedule with the tear down, build back up, and competing that Ryan Poles kind of told us about when he first stepped to the mic and told us all here in the city and everywhere else where you're a Bears fan that they're going to take the North and never give it back? Mm. Kind of funny when you say it on day one, but then as you start to see the process and the pieces starting to fall into place, yeah, there's better teams in the division right now. Absolutely. Detroit and Green Bay. But if you hit on this quarterback with the number one pick,
You have a shot at doing what you predicted back 2 years ago when you took over as GM as far as Ryan Poles goes. So, yeah, I think when you kind of look at the way this has kind of developed to this point, I feel like this is a really good spot where they're at right now. I don't think they're behind schedule. I don't necessarily think that they're ahead of schedule. I think this is exactly where they should be heading into the third year of this kind of front office, coaching staff, and kind of the direction of the franchise after bottoming out and trading away the star players from the last regime.
Yeah, I think that getting to seven wins and somewhat being in the mix for the playoffs, I don't believe that they thought that they were going to be in the mix for the playoffs last year, especially when Justin Fields got hurt and missed a bunch of games. You know, the optimism and all of the accolades that we were already throwing on them before the season even started. After they lost to the Packers game one, it was kind of like, oh no, this might get, and it got uglier and uglier and uglier. And then eventually, you know, the defense started playing well and you kind of turned it around. That I don't think they thought that they'd be in the mix for the playoffs last year. Seven wins is definitely a big improvement from three wins. But three wins had to be the absolute bottom. And then you luck into the first pick. I still think that they're going to win be in that 9 or 10 win range this year. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to make the playoffs. Like, there's paths for this team to win 9 games and not make the playoffs just because, you know, the taking the North is and giving it back is going to be tough, considering the Lions are winning 11 games, the Packers are at their win totals at 10.5 games as well. Like, that's going to be tough, considering the talent you have in this division. The Lions are a team. The Packers have a young quarterback who played really well last season. The Vikings are kind of resetting, and that might help you out a little bit.
We started this conversation with the news of the day. Stephon Diggs traded from Buffalo to Houston. Are the Bills and their run at the top of the AFC, is that starting to go away? You know, like, they have been a favorite to win the AFC for the last couple of seasons. They haven't been able to do it. They haven't been able to get past the Chiefs. They've been a playoff team. They've won a lot of regular season games. They still have a star quarterback in Josh Allen. Is this run at the top of the AFC, is this starting to go to a different direction for the Buffalo Bills? Last year, they were 11-6. Miami also, same division, 11-6. I know I look at Baltimore and Kansas City and maybe even Houston now with this deal as maybe teams who are going to be looked at as better heading into this season than maybe Buffalo.
I don't necessarily think that they're done. I still think that they're going to keep up. It depends for me how well the Jets play, because the Jets could be that team. You know, a couple nights ago we went through and kind of picked out the playoff teams, right, and how based off of win totals for those teams. This is still a pretty deep wide receiver class. The Bills could just reload. I mean, Stephon Diggs is pushing 30 years old. You know, it's not, I mean he's good, but I don't know if he's as great as he used to be.
So who's Josh Allen throwing to?
I still think with a decent defense and with a quarterback like Josh Allen, you can still compete. Maybe not necessarily for a division title, but you can still compete for a wild card spot. Like, I don't think they're done making the playoffs. I don't think they're tanking and bottoming out.
No, I don't think they're tanking. I just think what we do in sports is we look at teams that are, like, on the way, and then we assume they're going to be around for a long time. You know, ask the Oklahoma City Thunder with James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Kevin Durant about that. They get to the finals all super young, right? There's the classic photo of them watching the Heat win the finals, and they're on the bench, and they're arm in arm with each other watching the Heat win the finals. And you're like, these three superstars are so young. The Thunder are going to be back. Of course they're going to be back. And then what ends up happening in sports? Sports. Like, live competition happens, and what we project out of what we assume is going to happen when teams first get there never actually happens.
Yeah.
And so you look at Buffalo. Buffalo was like a darling of the AFC, a team that won so many games in the regular season. They were unable to ever get it done because Kansas City was so good. Cincinnati has jumped up. They beat them on the road. Cincinnati went to Buffalo and beat them last year in a playoff game. Miami is now a good, solid playoff team. It's just life at the top doesn't last forever unless you're Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
But I think with Josh Allen, they'll still be in the mix for a playoff spot. I'm not saying that they're going to be the Chiefs or, you know, the Dolphins or the Bengals and like make a or the Ravens and make a run at a Super Bowl, but they're still, I think they're still going to be in the mix for a playoff spot and not just completely fizzle out because they lost Stephon Diggs. Like, you still have Josh Allen. You still have one of the better QBs in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, you're not just going to be completely out of games.
No.
Good QBs, like, look at what Jordan Love did. Look at what Patrick Mahomes has done, right? Good QBs get the ball to anybody. Now, it's going to be tougher, but if you're a good QB like Josh Allen is, find the next Stephon Diggs. Draft the next Stephon Diggs. Find a replacement. The Chiefs have been doing it for years. I think the Bills will be able to figure it out.
If you want to join us, you can call us at 312-332-3776. It's Black and Abdallah.
Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM.
Tonight's show talking about Caleb Williams going to dinner with the Chicago Bears last night in the Chicagoland area. Tried to narrow it down from Sylvie, and when he was in here, he would not give us a location.
I want to be like, were they in Chicago?
I asked if it was downtown.
Did they have a cut of something?
It could be downtown. It could be perhaps in Lake Forest. A lot of good restaurants along the North Shore. Who knows? But Abdallah, this doesn't qualify as breaking news, no. But I'll give you this. What do you see online, my friend?
Now, this is just Ian Rappaport kind of echoing what Sylvie reported earlier, but with a little twist. Potential number one overall pick quarterback Caleb Williams made his top 30 visit to the Bears today. Sources say he was in town for dinner last night as well. Likely his only visit as Chicago hones in.
And there you have it. That's not necessarily a secret. It seems fairly obvious that at this point, Caleb Williams will be selected by the Chicago Bears number one overall when the NFL draft gets here. In what? We're looking at 22 days from
right
now?
Likely his only visit. That's why he didn't do medicals at the combine. I'm going to do this once for one team that's going to draft me. They're the number one team. They have the number one pick. I'm going to do the medicals for them. That's it. And that's what he did.
Yeah, and I think as a Bears fan, I feel great about this. This is something that it seems very obvious. It seems like every step of the way, Caleb Williams has checked every single box. There were concerns coming into this process that maybe the personality is not right there. Perhaps he's too obsessed with his own persona, NIL, off the field things. It seems as if that stuff's kind of been pushed to the side, and his focus is being great at football and winning in something that we have talked about at length on this show. Caleb Williams is already famous, and he is already rich. He is someone in college football that because of NIL, it is suggested that he has made at least $10 million in NIL deals over the last two seasons at USC. So if you take that, that's one category. He's already rich. Two, he won the Heisman Trophy 2 years ago. He's been famous for a minute now. He is not out there trying to find fame.
No.
Or it's not new to him that he is famous. Sometimes that happens with young athletes. They get to a big city. It's new to them. They don't quite know how to adjust to this. Already rich, already famous. The one thing that has eluded him to this point, and he did at USC, he has not won at the highest level.
Yeah.
USC didn't make the playoff. He hasn't won a national championship. And the knock on the way he plays is, well, your teams haven't won. And people can bring up the Notre Dame game last season or the multiple times that they lost to Utah. All of this stuff. He hasn't won. It seems this offseason, all he's concerned about is learning, getting ready, and then getting ready to win football games in the National Football League. I love it.
Yeah, and I think he's coming into a great situation, right? Like, there's no reason why he shouldn't have some success the first year. Why the play of Caleb Williams shouldn't be equal to or greater than what we saw from Justin Fields last year. You've got a better offensive line. You added Keenan Allen. You've got a better running game. Like, this should be, this is set up perfectly. And he's even said it. Like, this isn't your normal team that's picking first overall. This team is set up to win right now. You add in a rookie quarterback that's supposed to be this, you know, I don't know if he's generational talent anymore. Very talented guy. And maybe you add another weapon. Roma Dunze is coming in for his visit tomorrow. If he falls to 9 and Ryan Poles picks him and you've got Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Cole Kmet, like, that's a stacked offense right there.
Ian Rappaport, moments ago, Caleb Williams visited the Chicago Bears facility today. Sources say he was in town for dinner last night as well. Likely his only visit as Chicago hones in. Can't wait, Abdallah. Here we go. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.